Election season is upon us, and with that, our weekly conversations with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob. Some might say that this 2017 election campaign season is a little quiet. We're done with the mayor's Democratic primary. But we want to move ahead for a moment here to 2018. And the challenger for Chris Collins, Bob, update us. Who's going to challenge Chris Collins in 2018?
Big question mark right now, Jay. My colleague Jerry Zaremski had a story in the news yesterday indicating that Aaron Cole, an Army veteran who had been perceived as a good candidate to run against Chris Collins, is no longer in the race. There is another potential candidate, an assistant district attorney named Sean Bunny from East Aurora. But nevertheless, this is an interesting development because everyone had kind of looked at this woman as a really good challenger to Chris Collins, about the best you can do in the most Republican congressional district in New York State. So, I mean, Chris Collins still holds all the aces in this situation. But nevertheless, this is a development that seemed to take a lot of people by surprise, and there's probably some more to it behind the scenes.
Right. What could be behind it, I guess? I mean, obviously, like you said, long odds in a very Republican district that Chris Collins currently represents. But what could be behind some of those reasons for Aaron Cole dropping out?
It's just so difficult, you know, there is no question that Aaron Cole found that raising money would be more of a challenge than she anticipated. And you're going to need huge amounts of money in a district that encompasses both the Buffalo and Rochester television markets. And on the other hand, Chris Collins already has a very fat campaign treasury that he's been working very carefully on. And Chris Collins is able to dig into his own wallet and finance it if he really has to. And as I said, it is an extremely Republican district that no Democrat has ever really had any success in, except for Kathy Hochul, the current lieutenant governor, who lost by just a few votes to Chris Collins in Collins's first attempt back in 2012. And so she is the only one who's ever been able to have any traction in that district. And if Kathy Hochul can't do it, then it's going to be very difficult, really, for any Democrat to do it there.
Moving on, we look at a former political kingpin here in Western New York, State Senator George Maziarz, the Republican facing a corruption trial in Albany in the coming weeks. So what's at the heart of that?
Well, that begins Monday in Albany, Jay, and it's a huge situation because it's going to, I think, really focus the spotlight on the longtime practices of Niagara County Republican politics, where George Maziarz was king for many years. The former senator is charged with felony election law violations, and that has ensnared a whole lot of other people. It first got current Senator Rob Ort, mm-hmm. but he has been exonerated of those charges because the judge there dismissed the indictment. And it's also going to bring in a lot of other names that are familiar, such as former Niagara County Republican Chairman Henry Wataszek and Assemblyman Mike Norris. So all of these people have been either granted immunity for their testimony before the grand jury, or in the case of Henry Wataszek, he has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor plea in connection with this situation. It all has to do with kind of funneling payments to various people out of Niagara County Republican funds. It's a little bit complicated, and that's why it's going to be a very interesting case. But Attorney General Schneiderman is bringing these charges, and they're very confident about it, even though the original indictment against Senator Ort has been dropped.
And speaking of complicated, the changing face of the way political campaigns are marketed, you have a note on one local campaign that's going digital to a certain extent.
Yeah, I mean, that's really nothing new, but having some conversations yesterday with people behind controller Stefan Mihailu's race against Democrat Vanessa Gluszewski, It's kind of interesting to note that probably 20% of that campaign is going to be devoted to various digital audiences that the controller's campaign staff has identified. And there's nothing new about that except that it really is coming home to roost here, and that we're seeing how many candidates are taking advantage of that new medium, not so new anymore, but really, really taking advantage of it, I guess, to the best, to the most extent that they ever have in Erie County. And I just suspect that we're going to be seeing more and more of that, and it's something that we'll probably be paying more attention to.
And Bob McCarthy, we look forward to getting your attention again next Wednesday and every Wednesday morning right through Election Day. Thanks for joining us this morning.
That sounds good. Thank you.